This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Calls waiting to weigh in, and we want to get right to you here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Pete Hegseth will join us tomorrow. Fox News contributor, Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. Curious what he thinks as a veteran of Iraq about Donald Trump calling 9/11 a mistake. I have to tell you, every time I hear that, I get a pit in my stomach for folks I know that have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't see a lot of them that believe the sacrifice they endured or their family endured or the loved ones they left behind, compatriots that were casualties in that war, died for a mistake. I really don't know, but I'm curious of that answer. Pete Hanks has also done some great reporting on a first ever majority Muslim community in America. It's actually in Michigan. And we're going to talk with him about that. I'm off on Thursday. My daughter, our youngest daughter, who, by the way, I played her little clip on Valentine's Day. And I was messing up the math between what grade she was in school and how old she was. But I said she was three when she left me. She wasn't three. She was older than that. But, And I'm trying to remember. She's 12 now, and it was, 5 years ago. So she was, I think, first grader. But anyway, she says to me last night, she said, "Hey, Dad, Mom and I were talking, and I'm not going to live at home in 5 years." And I looked at her like, "What are you, crazy? What are you doing? Why are you talking like that?" And I kind of like, okay, you're seventh grade now. You're right. You're right. You know, 5 years, you're done and gone. You're off to college somewhere else. Like, oh, my gosh. So I'm taking Thursday off, actually, to chaperone a little school trip. Because when they lower me into the ground, I think what will matter most is how many great memories I have with Alex, Hannah, and Haley and my wife, Maria, right, and our extended family, more so than how many great radio shows I was a part of. Actually, you're the reason they're great. I'm just a facilitator here anyway, so there's nothing great about this. So that's Pat Fink will be in for me on Thursday. Freedom Friday, then we're going to talk to a couple of folks, University of Mary grads that were recently on. You ever watch the show, The Shark Tank, Todd? They were on The Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And they did okay. They came out with some De Niro to get things going. So anyway, all that coming up. Quick shout out to the folks in Watford City. We were there yesterday. Oh, man, I loved it. It was just a great day to celebrate. And after the show, headed up for the dedication, and it was just unbelievable. It really, well, for one, that school is just phenomenal. I want to go back to school to live the way those kids are going to get to live day in and day. It's just phenomenal school. Well done, and, they deserve it. They really do for everything that they're doing in the epicenter of the Bakken to bring prosperity to so many corners of this great state. I'm happy to see it. So it was really fun to be part of that. Have some pictures up on Facebook if you want to check that out, okay? What else? One last little shout-out. Our phone is ringing to the switchboard. Marie, if you're law enforcement or you're veterans, we have a free seat for you. I repeat, free seat on the Wild Fun Bus to see the Minnesota Wild and the Florida Panthers. Incredible seats. XL Energy Center, downtown St. Paul, Minnesota, on what no doubt will be a beautiful Sunday in February, the 29th to be exact. And we have had a lot of generous folks come forward to say, we want to sponsor either law enforcement or veterans on that trip. Please, here's my information. Take my credit card. I want to buy a seat. I want to buy two seats. One person bought four. I mean, it's incredible. So if you'd like to either send a vet or a law enforcement officer, or if you are a vet or a law enforcement officer and want to go, it's on us. 800-855-200-1776, extension 3, ask for Marie. 855-200-1776, extension 3, and she'll give you all the details. Let's get back to the phones here and find out what's on your mind. We started talking a little bit about Donald Trump, and I asked the question if there's any Donald Trump supporters out there who are lukewarm now, given the fact that he's sort of going off the rails down there. Yes or no, Levi? Somewhere in eastern North Dakota, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, how's it going? Say, no, I was actually working from home yesterday and had Fox News on and watched Donald Trump talk for an hour and a little more about Gitmo. He was having a Guantanamo Bay news conference. And I began thinking as I sat there and watched, I'm like, what is this guy's deal? You know, why do I, you know, give the nod when I'm sitting having a beer with my buddies that he's okay? So I started thinking that, you know, he appeals to everybody. So, meaning he can do a shotgun blast of sentences, and he is going to make each and every one of us smile, whether he says he's going to build the wall or, you know, he's not going to allow refugees or, you know, he's going to make America great again and he's going to bring jobs back from China. So then you may have picked one out of the five things, but you found one thing that you do like. And I think that he just talks so much that he could actually say that Jesus was a child abuser and he would lose 10% of his followers that are religious, but then he would gain the 10% of non-religious back so his poll numbers don't change. Does that kind of make sense? I mean, yeah. He's just spitballing, but in this news conference, he didn't say one thing of substance at all. It was just line after line after line.
He rarely does. And so your point is, I don't know, for lack of a better term, he's got a focus group list of things that are just wildly popular with conservatives. And all he's got to do is sprinkle, you know, a little here, a little there. And, you know, folks are saying, fine. They're so hungry for a leader. We want somebody just go in there and fix this mess that he says enough to have us say, yeah, go get him, Donald.
Well, exactly. Everybody's so mad with the government. They were mad when Obama was elected the first time. Then they were really mad when he was elected the second time. Then, you know, halfway through, then all of a sudden we've got a Republican-led Congress, and that really hasn't done a lot for us because nobody's attitude has changed. And so it's like, well, should we stick it to the man and let this guy run rampant for a year and say anything that he wants? But I think part of Trump's downfall, and I was wondering this yesterday if his wheels were coming off, is now that we're getting closer, people are starting to think more. You know, we have had almost 2 years of campaigning by the time the election happens, and what is going to happen? So now he sit there, and now he's attacking every single person left on the stage all at once. So if you have a guy, and I have a guy, and my neighbor's got a guy, and those guys are all on stage, and Donald Trump is kind of like, well, you know, if the Democrats, if he wins the nomination, we're voting because we don't want Hillary or Bernie up there. But then, you know, if he's attacking Ted Cruz, and he's attacking John Kasich and Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush, and it's, let's face it, Jeb Bush has a lot of money behind him. Whether people like him or not, he's still on the stage. And you continue to attack everybody at the same exact time. Now, all of a sudden, guys like you and I, who actually have our favorites at home and are tolerating this kind of idiot, now all of a sudden you turn this off. Now it's poll drop number off because we really want to get to business.
I don't like the style, right, of just sort of being the bully. I'm not like that. That sort of just kind of like, you know, name calling and, you know, without much substance there. But, you know, he didn't really say too much that would tick me off. But tell this 9/11 thing. I just think his whole 9/11 deal is that, you know, I think Dick Cheney said it well. I have the audio of it here in a little bit. He sounds like a liberal Democrat. I mean, it sounds like some conspiracy theorist, crazy liberal out there that would talk about that being some sort of, and that's where you wonder if he isn't losing it. But you know what? His numbers aren't going down. I mean, what, I'm just looking at the Real Clear Politics average, the new one now, the latest, 36.3. He's down a little bit from 37. He's down a point, okay? But Cruz is down like three. Rubio's up and Kasich's up. Kasich's actually doubled. But Bush is exactly the same and Carson's down a little bit as well. So it doesn't really seem to be shaking up the race. Now, the 9/11 thing just happened here in the last couple of days, I guess, but will it catch up? I don't know. Elaine in Watford City, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm a first-time caller and a relatively new listener. My husband's been listening for about 10 years. But I wanted to bring up a couple of things, and the first is voting your conscience. I think we have a lot of people in our country that still have a conscience. Unfortunately, I think a lot of them haven't voted for one reason or the other. One being they feel like their vote doesn't count, that it does not make a difference. Others feel that the system is crooked to the max. But I honestly think if the people that have a conscience got out there and voted, that we would see dramatic change in who we elect
so,
as president.
Is Trump not a conscious candidate?
No, I don't feel he is. Trump, I really don't feel, has the temperament to be the president of this country. And I don't think he can effectively work with people. He's irrational. He's rude. He's a bully. He is. He's a big bully. And you can't have that when you're dealing with other countries. Let's say our allies. Our allies are already hurting because of the way this current administration has not dealt with them or dealt with them. We have relationships we have to patch up.
Yeah, true. And I actually think Trump would be okay with our allies. If I were an enemy, I'd fear us. We'll finish on the other side of the breaking lane. Hang tight.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th to the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgeley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to fixthefarmsubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. Fixthefarmsubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My next mistake, love's the game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine.
Taylor Swift, album of the year winner at the Grammys last night. We watched the Grammys so you don't have to, and put up with all the political speeches, just get to hear the music. Shut up and sing! Famous song, a famous book.
Laura Ingraham wrote a great book called Shut Up and Sing, you know. We don't want to know about your politics. Just perform. Just be an artist, you know. Let me tell you about Chris Balzer, who is one of the professionals at Heedalls, their Bismarck location. 42, almost 43 years Chris Balzer has been working there. How about that? I think there's one guy, Al Bosch, that's worked there longer. That's the kind of, you know, team you get when you walk into a Heedalls location. They're all like a family that have been there a long time, and they have one mission to serve you and serve you well. And they're, many of them, ASE certified. So they're professionals in the auto parts, and they know what you're looking for. They'll find whatever it is you're looking for. Chris told me that great story about, you know, having to, he, by the way, is ASE certified in paint and body brakes, steering and suspension, heating and air conditioning, and a parts specialist. How about that? Is that not incredible or what?
Build his own car.
Yeah, exactly right. Told me a story about working on a 1931 Model A with a 350 in it. And so, you know, you get the passion for cars. These are car people. So stop and see Chris Balzer, Heedalls Bismarck, or any of the Heedalls teams, South Dakota, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, too. Tell them Scott sent you. I'm going to say something very establishment here, and I don't know what Elaine and Watford City is going to think about this or anybody else listening or online ready to talk. But as I look at the Real Clear Politics average of all the polls right now, February 10th through the 15th, okay, the most recent polls, ahead of South Carolina, the presidential primary down there. Donald Trump has 36.3%. Cruz has just shy of 20. Rubio just shy of 16. Kasich at about 10. Bush at about 10. Carson at about 10. If I take Cruz, Rubio, Kasich, Bush, Carson's numbers, they beat Trump. Now, that isn't how it works, okay? You can't sort of do that. But is it maybe time, if in fact as many people are as concerned about Trump as we're hearing today, that somebody say, you know what? We're going to have to get this down to a race where we've got one or two against Trump, or it's going to be Trump. Because if on Saturday Trump smokes Cruz by 20 points, and Rubio's a little bit behind Cruz, or you know, vice versa, that switches, whatever, he's on his way to winning this nomination. Largely because there are more, there's so many people in the race, and there's Trump and everybody else. So if you have Trump and somebody else, right now, somebody else would be winning if that was one person. Is that crazy talk, Elaine?
What's that?
Is that crazy talk?
You know what? I'm going to say a couple of things, and I don't want to run out of time. There's two really important things I want to say, but I'm going to touch on what you said. You know what? I don't buy the polls. I don't buy the polls, firstly, because the mainstream media, the biggies, they lie. They lie all the time. They spin and they lie. I don't believe anything they say, especially in regards to, oh, this candidate said this and da-da-da-da-da. Well, you know what? This election in particular, we have it a little bit better as far as being able to be informed voters. That is, if we're not lazy and we do our research, it is out there. We can actually see what he said, when he said it and how he said it, rather than being subjected to that spin. I've seen that a lot.
Now your challenge to us was to vote our conscience. If conservatives right now, yeah, were voting their conscience, who do you think they'd be voting for?
You know what? If we truly vote our conscience, I think Carson would be right up there. I think Carson is not right up there because the media is who is in charge of putting whomever up there. They put them out in the spotlight. In fact, it was really wild. I read a thing, and I can't remember who put it out last night on Facebook, that if the candidates were voted on simply the like, press your like button alone, Carson would win by a landslide.
And he isn't. He's an outside change agent. He just, you know, I mean, he brings a lot of what Trump brings, but with a kinder, gentler way about him, and a sheer brilliance.
He's a humble man. He's, yeah, a humble man. But just because you are humble and you're not a mouthpiece, does not mean that you cannot be serious. Does not mean that you cannot do your job. I totally see him as far as the military goes and putting the military, if you will, in harm's way. I can see this man being humble and wise enough to sit down and listen to
to his advisors and let them go do what they know to do best. Those generals and admirals and all men that are in control, absolutely. I think he has definitely has the power within to be the president of this country. And the other thing I wanted to say is, as far as, you know, we hear this political correctness has been out there for a while. You know what? It was Ben Carson who started that. He never got the credit for it. And he hasn't stepped up and said, hey, I did that, because he is humble.
Very interesting. Elaine, appreciate the call. Very insightful analysis, and I appreciate you sharing the time. Emailer says, you asked if we had Trump fatigue. I say, we had a nice, polite guy with Mitt Romney, and he was clobbered. We have a majority in the House and Senate, and all we do is lose there also. As a conservative Latino American, I agree with what Trump says needs to be done. We need to win and be unapologetic about it. We do not need any more establishment stooges and puppets that are not for the people. At this point, we need a bull in the China house. Done with the establishment, he says in caps. You know, I believe one of the reasons Trump is where he's at is because people want a revolutionary. And I have to agree. I have to tell you, I go back and forth between what that emailer is saying and what our friend Elaine from Watford City is saying. I do, because my conscience, my heart is with Rubio or Carson. On the other hand, I'm okay with a Trump winning as well, because I believe he would shake things up, and we have a ridiculous financial crisis in this country with that debt. So I'm right there with you, wrestling through all this. Enjoy chatting about it. Jerry and Pembina, what's on your mind?
Yes, in defense of Trump, not that I'm necessarily a Trump supporter, but this 9/11 deal, Dr. Judy Wood put out a real good book on it. She done a complete forensic examination of the entire collapse of all seven buildings. Now, we've got to remember there were seven buildings in that entire complex. They all fell to the ground. One falling roughly 5.5 hours after the rest of them, and it fell.
Well, he's he's come up with some theories here related to we knew there weren't weapons of mass destruction. That's kind of his way of thinking. Bush should have got Bin Laden, but didn't. But I don't think he's going where you're going in saying we brought the towers down. Is that what you're saying?
He's brought 9/11 out of it, and people need to ask some questions. For instance, how did those buildings? If you took a bowling ball and took it to the top of the tower and dropped it, it takes 9.5 seconds for it to go to the ground.
Well, I can answer the question. I'm not a scientist. The buildings came down because planes flew into them. All right? And the heat melted the top of the building to the point where the building's structure wasn't able to handle it. And experts have looked at it. But let's not go to conspiracy theories. I can't. More calls coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I've got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down.
Who would this be, Tom?
I got it real bad.
Your best country
song.
All right.
You
watch the Grammys, so we don't need to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, so I didn't watch the Grammys because I knew you were going to.
It's been a
little big town.
Oh, it's a little big town. Very nice. I've seen them in concert. They're fabulous. You recognize her voice. She's got a great voice. 28 before the top of the hour, What's On Your Mind continues, brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Apache Sprayers 2016s are raring to go, and you know what? Look at the calendar. Won't be too long. They'll be in the field, so come on in and see the guys right across from Bonanza in Mandan. They're also off exit 60 south of Fargo. 2016s are in, as I mentioned. 2015s, some great discounts. There's some used ones as well. Financing available. And, of course, don't forget that five-year warranty that is the best of the best. And the ETX centers, every possible part you can imagine, they've got it. High Plains Apache, your authorized Apache dealer. See them today. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Folks, I know we're talking about the Republican battle for the presidential nomination. Things could be worse. We could be Democrats. Listen to Hillary Clinton and how she's stumping for votes these days. You got to hear this.
Republicans want to repeal it. You know, they actually, with a straight face, say that the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation on Wall Street. They actually say that.
It was true.
You know, I remember when, you know, I've supported my husband through all of his races in Arkansas. And I one of my favorite political ads of all time was a radio ad, rural Arkansas, where the announcer said, wouldn't it be great if somebody running for office said something, we could have an immediate reaction as to whether it was true or not? Well, we've trained this dog. And the dog, if it's not true, he's going to bark. And then the dog was barking on the radio. And so, you know, people were, like, barking at each other for days after that. I'm trying to figure out how we can do that with the Republicans, you know? We need to get that dog and follow him around, and every time they say these things, like, oh, you know, the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation, you know? I think we could cut right through a lot of their, their claims.
Yeah. She was barking there, in case you hadn't noticed. That was Hillary Clinton barking.
I was just going to say, what in God's name was she doing?
Yeah, she was barking. She was barking, and by the way, her voice is shrill all in and of its own, without adding the bark, you know, so you can't
if
make
Hillary
this stuff
were a dog,
up.
What breed would she be with that shrill bark?
Yeah, I don't know. Mike in Minot, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Mike in Minot.
Hello?
Got you loud and clear, Mike. How's it going today?
Pretty good. You know that the police chief there in Fargo, this isn't something I said I was going to talk about, but he's only talking about the way we all should behave. And, you know, he's just able to stand up there and explain it to us so that we can reflect in our own lives how we react to things. And that really isn't the only thing I was calling about. I was calling about the FDA and this food inspection stuff. I had a, I still have, my son's father-in-law was an inspector for the FDA for a while. And, you know, when they went in, they had to go different places to do inspections on meat plants in the United States. They had to get U.S. Marshals to guard them when they went into some of these places because we've got the mob involved in some of this stuff that goes on in bigger cities, probably not in Minot or Bismarck or wherever, but in some locations. You know, this country is not as simple as it makes it sound, like we just do inspections. And one of the other things that he got involved with, he retired. And he started going over to, he was hired to go to South Africa. And I said, you know, how does this work out? You know, this is a poor country. How do they hire you? And he said, I'm a private consultant to help people meet certain standards. And he said, they use the foreign aid money that they get to hire people from the United States to go over. In this case, this country was trying to meet standards for Europe so that they could, at some point in their history, they'd be able to ship beef to England or France or wherever it was. And they were hiring people from the United States to come over and help them with their inspection programs. So it's not just that Argentina is sending us dog food. I don't really believe that. I think we're out there inspecting that stuff. And but I just thought I'd call and you know, Carson is my man. Trump scares me because he says, I will do this and I will do that. And he's forgetting about the other two parts of our Constitution, the Senate and the Congress and the justice system. So anyway,
good points,
I appreciate
Mike.
You being on the radio. I did have to leave for a little bit. I'm a little older, so I had to use the restroom a couple times, and I thought I was going to miss you. But anyway, have a great day.
Glad you were there when we went to you, and we appreciate you listening very much. Thanks, Mike. Thanks a lot. Riley from North Dakota, you mentioned the cool subject we touched on earlier, sent this note. He said, I saw a lobster in the local grocery store the other day. It said, product of Honduras, with born, raised, and harvested in the USA right below it. Can you explain that? Human error, maybe just packaged and processed in Honduras? Every package said it. This is Riley. He actually sent us a copy of the package. I don't know. We're assembling a few questions for the next time Congressman Kramer comes on to join us to talk about this very topic. Appreciate it very much. Let's see here. Who is next, John and Annetta? What's on your mind, John?
Well, first of all, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm a Ted Cruz supporter. But I will say that I kind of like some of the things that Trump has started to get in the conversation when he first started, namely illegal immigration and things like that. He did start the conversation on that that probably wouldn't have happened if it hadn't have been for him. But what got my call today, or got me to call today, was earlier you said that Trump turned that debate into a circus. Now, as I understand it, that place was packed by Rance Priebus with a whole bunch of donors who are nothing but Republican establishment people. And the minute Trump or Ted Cruz would start talking, they'd start booing. And I'm just curious why you'd say Trump turned that into a circus.
Did you watch it? Did you watch the debate? Did you watch the debate, John? I mean, I don't think any fair analysis of that debate. But first of all, what you're saying is true. I'm sure the RNC packs that with establishment types and donors. Now, I understand every candidate is given an allotment of tickets. So Trump has the same number of people in there as does Bush's people and everybody else. But then obviously the RNC is going to have guests, and maybe they're going to add to the Rubio supporters, if you will, or whatever, Bush supporters, and be a little more raucous.
Of course
but the point is that's not the circus. The circus was Donald Trump and that ridiculous pylon on 9/11 and screaming and hollering. He looked like a madman. You couldn't watch that and not say he was crazy.
The biggest problem I have with Trump is when he criticizes people or he goes after them, he goes after them the same way a liberal Democrat.
But, exactly. Yeah, I mean,
I've always said if you're going to be a Republican in these primaries, then and you want to criticize your opponent, then criticize them on substance.
Let's play cut two. Let's play cut two. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, John. You and I are saying the same thing. And he wasn't criticizing them on substance. He was turning it into a circus. Now, was there hooting and hollering in the audience? Absolutely. You know, but that's like Trump being a big baby. Oh, you're handing out too many tickets to people that don't like me, and they make noise and they boo and stuff. Come on. I mean, this is Donald Trump, for crying out loud. People just aren't buying what he's selling. That's what he's getting ticked about. Todd, roll cut two. This is Donald Trump. I think this is after the debate, but he's talking about 9/11 and again, how it's ridiculous to say that Bush kept us safe and all that. Roll cut two there, if you would.
Here may think that, you know, he kept the country safe after 9/11. Are you worried about
that? What does that mean, he kept the country safe after 9/11? In other words, we had this major catastrophe, and after that, what does that mean? I don't know. See, I've heard that for years. You know what? I've heard that for years, Jeremy. I've heard for years he kept the country safe after 9/11. What does that mean, after? What about during 9/11? I was there. I lost a lot of friends that were killed in that building. The worst attack ever in this country? It was during his presidency. I mean, we had the worst attack ever. By the way, after that, we did okay. That's meaning the team scored 19 runs in the first inning, but after that, we played well. I don't think so.
Well, that's his analogy. And again, how he sees this as a path to support, I have no idea. And I also don't like 9/11 was a mistake. Because to me, that says to you veterans, you know, you were in harm's way for a mistake. And I know a lot of them. They don't say that. Love to hear from them. Here's what Cheney said about what Trump had to say at the debate and since. Roll cut three there on Dick Cheney yesterday on show.
You have the leading candidate for the Republican nomination attacking President Bush and you and the decisions made by the Bush administration. You heard at the debate Saturday Donald Trump accused President Bush and his team of purposely lying the country into war in Iraq, saying, I will tell you they lied. They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none. They knew there were none. Your response?
He sounds like a liberal Democrat to me, Brett. He's wrong, and he's deliberately promoting those views in order to advance his political interest. On question of WMD charge that the administration lied, that was thoroughly investigated by the Rob Silberman Commission. They found absolutely no evidence whatsoever to support that. On the notion, for example, that the president failed to act before 9/11 to stop it, we had no actionable intelligence at that point. It simply wasn't available. There was nothing we could have done, and we didn't have intelligence at that point to suggest other than there's a general kind of a threat. The other areas, for example, if you look at what we did in the aftermath of 9/11, we did in fact keep the nation safe for 7.5 years. The president put in place some important programs, the terror surveillance program, enhanced interrogation techniques. All of those things gave us the information we needed to be able to act, and we had tremendous support of the American military. They did a superb job. So for Mr. Trump to suggest that, just in my mind, is way off base. He clearly doesn't understand or has not spent any time learning about the facts of that period.
Wow. Clearly hasn't taken the time to understand the facts about that period. Interesting. Why is Trump doing this? What is this a smokescreen for? I don't understand the game for him politically in this at all. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest, OSHA Area Director Eric Brooks, and his thoughts on North Dakota's workplace fatality statistics.
Well, the most recent year that I have stats for, and the stats are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was, in the year 2012, there were 64. In 2013, there were 56. And in 2014, it actually dropped down to 38. Now, while that might be encouraging because that number is decreasing, as long as it remains above zero, then it's too many. And there are some that may say zero is unachievable, but I believe that's utter nonsense. Because if I have to accept that zero is unachievable, then I have to accept that the cost of providing for one's family in this great nation is a worker's life. And I'm never going to be on board with that. Every one of us can do better.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 149 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 30th through June 12th. See southern Norway at its best, the fjords, the waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we will meet the people. Phone me toll free at 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Still hear them sing the same in the summertime.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Grammys, so you don't
have
to.
That's actually a good one for the show, too. You know, it sounds like a few politicians we could all think of, right?
Listen to more songs like that, which I could do without. We're doing it for you, ladies and gentlemen. We let you know who the winners are. You get to skip the Black Lives Matter speeches.
Meghan Trainor fan, is that what you're telling me there?
No, exactly. You know what? I am a big fan, though, of better health. And the most important thing to your health, folks, is your sleep. Let me say that again. I care about your health. I want you to live longer and enjoy life. How do you do that? Sleep is the most important thing to your health. You're not getting a good night's sleep. Your health is going to deteriorate. And we can tell you about countless folks who've listened to this program, got on the phone, got themselves MyPillow,
And all of a sudden, that neck ache is gone. They're not tossing and turning. They're not switching on pillows. And they're sleeping better. They're getting into that REM sleep. Oh, it's great. It is great. I mean, you wake up so refreshed, you just say, wow, why didn't I do this sooner? 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Just call them up or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Get 50% off everything. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 10 before the top of the hour. What haven't I played that I said I would? I'm going to play Ted Cruz on Antonin Scalia because he did a very good job of saying where he was for on that. Oh, no, it was Rubio, wasn't it? We played Cruz, yeah.
Rubio.
Rubio on Antonin Scalia's replacement, which was very, very good. We'll do that here, but we have some calls waiting. Callers come first on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Myron, Devil's Lake, what's on your mind?
Well, talking about Trump, I just look at it this way. If he does one thing for this country, it'll turn this country around, and that is the debt. And there's not anyone on both parties that can do that better than Donald Trump, correct?
Well, I think he would have the boldness for it, and that's one of the reasons I've tipped to Trump what I have. I mean, I think he's, you know, what I've sort of done is said, look, when I vote, it's much for the heart issues and who's going to be on the Supreme Court to, you know, take on these things where our culture has declined so terribly.
Right,
the attack on marriage, the attack on abortion. But I partially in that off, I set that aside for a second and say, okay, if I can't have that, What's most important? And that's certainly the national debt, because obviously we have $19 trillion in debt. So maybe you take care of what I would consider the little things, the $19 trillion in debt, and then you get to the big things, right? So you do the little things first, yep. And then you get to the big things. So Trump is probably best equipped, I would agree with you, on being just, let's blow it up. We're not going to do it like we've done it. We're going to figure this out. And, of course, it's a growing economy. So a growing economy gets rid of the debt. That's what it does.
But with who we've had in, including Republicans, we have increased this debt unreal. It should all be ashamed of themselves. Every Democrat and every Republican that's in office should hang their head for what they've done to this country. This country can do tons better than it is, and Donald Trump will help that. He can't do right for a Supreme Court nominee or abortion or whatever.
Right, that's why I'm glad to hear him.
One way guy.
Yeah, that's why I was glad to hear him on Scalia's replacement saying it should be Scalia-like. It should be, you know, again, anybody can flip after saying that, but that welcome to politics. I think it's a lot more difficult to do it once you're that steadfast on it as he was. So I don't disagree on that point. I think that's probably Trump's trump card. No pun intended. Or maybe it was. Ted in Carrington, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Well, I can see why Trump wants to talk about the mistake of Iraq. And anybody that to this day thinks that was not a mistake just simply wants to distort history. And the thing is that the only
But Ted, can I stop you there for a quick second?
Those that do not understand history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah, I get all that. Let's just say you're right, okay? For the basis of this argument, you're right. 9/11 was a mistake. How does he enhance his position in the Republican primary by saying that? Because, quite honestly, the vast majority of Republicans don't believe 9/11 was a mistake. I mean, they'd look back now and say...
That's only because they take the same view of it that you do, and that is the fact... Now, first of all, let me give you a little background on me, okay? I was drafted and went into the military in 1970. It was at the height of the Vietnam War. I was drafted into the Marine Corps because not enough Marines wanted to join. So the fact is, I had a friend of mine just returned from Vietnam. He brought me back a real nice Vietnam hat. And they said, oh, everybody's so friendly over there. It's all great. Well, what was the point of that war? Okay. The one I was drafted to go in and fight. What was the point of that war? See, that's what you call when you forget history, you think you have a...
Well, I actually think there was a point to Vietnam, and it was to stop the spread of communism. Unfortunately, we didn't fight it, right? Didn't put the resources there necessary, and way too many people died. That's, you know, that was, you know, in my view, an example of not just saying, all right, the rules are engagement to win. And quite honestly, we got into some of that in Iraq. There's no doubt about it. But I was going more to the political side of this. I don't think there's a political win in doing this. This is why it's strange for Trump to do it. You agree with him on it being a mistake, and that's fine. That's your opinion. I don't have that viewpoint because I believe, you know, the planning for 9/11 that was happening in Iraq suggests that there were some things going on there. And quite honestly, Saddam Hussein was a bad actor. The fact that he's no longer walking this earth is a good thing. But certainly mistakes were made, and knowing what we know now, might have done it differently. No question about it. All right, friends, we're out of time. We'll save Rubio on Scalia's replacement for tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye. Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.